Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we're still talking Falcons, obviously, as it's a Falcon Monday. Falcons lose to the Patriots. We've been discussing with you all day, 24-23. But now this breaking news with Walt Weiss getting the managerial job here in the ATL. Mike, I'll share this. And this is just a general broad brush, okay? I'm not going to read all of them. But a lot of people have said, Dukes and Bell, I thought they were going to go outside of the organization. I thought they might attempt to hire someone else who was not necessarily on this tree. And when we say that, we're talking about within the family, whether it be Bobby Cox now, or, of course, you're talking about Snit.
Right.
Look, I will say this, and I do agree with Grant. They did talk to a lot of people that I am aware of, which is why I said to you guys weeks ago they were in no rush to make this announcement. But Walt Weiss went through the process as well. And, Mike, at the end of the day, we talk about relationships. He's 61. He's been a part of all these major league seasons. He's been here. I really believe familiarity helped. I don't know if that's why I got the job. But generally speaking, from what you're seeing from the text and all the things that we're seeing on via social media, just a lot of Braves fans are going, okay, I hear you, but I thought they might go a different route with this.
Yeah, I mean, like, it all depends on what you're expecting. I mean, if you've been here and you've lived in the city your whole life, or as long as I've lived here, this is pretty much par for the course. It's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I can honestly tell you, and I'm never too proud or too much of a doofus to not admit when I was wrong. We thought Snicker was going to be a placeholder. We thought Brian Snicker would be the guy maybe a couple of years, and maybe they'll find somebody else when they finally get things turned around when they get up to the new ballpark. And obviously that turned out pretty darn good. And as I said to Chipper Jones and many others, he did more with less than many other managers.
Yep.
I really like that, how that turned out. Now, Walt Weiss, no, it's not compelling. The only guy I was interested in, because a couple guys hit me up on the text line, I wanted somebody younger. I wanted somebody that did the mix of the analytics and his gut, the way Snicker did. That was Skip Schumacher. He winds going with the Rangers. Anybody else I wasn't that enamored with, I wanted somebody completely outside the organization. That's another reason I wanted Schumacher. That's just not how they operate. For better or for worse, Carl, good or bad, that's just not how they do it. And if Walt Weiss, I said to Carl, if it's Walt Weiss that was sitting there going, you know, maybe we move Soler up in the lineup tonight. Maybe we put Rosario. If he was part of the brain trust, and that's part of the job, as Grant told us, that helped make some of those great key decisions, Carl, then okay.
I will say this, through my baseball experience and covering the league as long as I did, Mike, it is about fit. You're with these guys a lot. You're on the road more with them than you are with your family. You spend more time over that 8 or 9 month period with these guys. You better be comfortable with who you're hiring, and fit is a big part of this. You could bring in the smartest manager. You could bring in the smartest analytical guy. All of that stuff is great, but I'm big on fit, and I think that is probably why Walt Weiss got this job. And I'm not necessarily – look, for me, it's not whether I love or hate it. I actually like it because – this takes out the excuse of, well, Dukes and Bell, he's got to get to know our guys.
He knows the guys.
Get out of here.
But that's the counter. I'll just play devil's advocate because, again, if they like him, okay. I don't know if there's was there a disconnect at the end between Snicker and what was going on with this baseball team?
Don't know.
I've always talked to you and I've talked about accountability, a double standard at times for some players and others. Does Walt have input on that? Did Walt feel a way about that? And maybe he would have done something differently. Now he's going to be in the big chair, you know, or sitting at the end of the dugout, the very end, you know. But I just wanted to shake things up to get a fresh set of eyes on what works and what doesn't work for this. Now, again, no manager can control injuries and a lack of payroll to get the players you need. But he was here with, you know, a lot of that Snicker had to deal with over the years, and they were overcoming a lot of the injuries and lack of payroll and got results. Albeit, you know, one World Series.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, to say the least.
I don't like it. I don't hate it. How about that? I'm on the fence.
Well, I like it from this standpoint. And again, I'm not telling you he's going to be the best manager ever. We don't know that. He's got to go out and put this team together and certainly make the right moves. But I only like it from the standpoint of fit, and more importantly, some guys fit in different markets, Mike, and different teams than others. I mean, there are some managers that necessarily wouldn't be a good fit here, where there are guys who wouldn't be a good fit in New York.
Right.
Like, that's part of this, and I think that goes into this decision-making process. But I like it from the standpoint of, hey, you know what's going on. You have the inner workings. You've got a head start.
Right.
You know what was working for certain guys last season, or certainly even 2 years or 3 years ago. Get it right. Let's get back to what we need to do to get back to a World Series, because the talent is here. Now, Alex Anthopoulos' job is to go out and acquire more pitching.
Right.
Okay? Got your manager. Feel good about that. He was a good fit. I do agree, and that's where I do like this versus maybe going out to get somebody else, because that's a big part of baseball, and I'm just speaking from my experience. I don't know what they thought about that, but obviously they did. But I also think now you've got a bigger part of this job. You guys can tell me the manager is going to matter and it's the most important thing, and I'm going to tell you guys you're wrong. It's the players. It's the Dodgers. It's the Toronto Blue Jays. It's the guys on the diamond that make the difference. Do we have enough of those dudes that would put us in a World Series like those teams were this year?
Right. Look, you got to get some more pitching. You're banking on guys getting healthy. You're betting on young guys being able to pitch 162 games, but having to handle the volume, Carl, of pitching we've seen younger Braves pitchers struggle with in the past. You know, we're excited about Waldrop. How many innings is he going to get to pitch? Because we've seen that happen before with other aces that have come through. I'm not jinxing it. But you've got it to me. You got to spend money on two more pitchers. You got to beef up the bullpen. I'm still not sold on Iglesias. I think you're more positive about him than I am.
Well, I'm only positive because I think it's going to be inexpensive. It's less than what they would go spend to go get a top-tier closer. When you say, look at how he finished the season, he was really good at the end. I think he can come back and help us.
I mean, if you couldn't go get, you know, we've talked about short. How about Bichette? We just saw Bichette in the Blue Jays.
Ooh.
But that's going to cost money.
It's going to be big.
But the shortstop and the bottom of the lineup has become a freaking black hole. That's why I get so frustrated. Anyway, we'll have plenty of hot stove to talk about what the Braves are doing. But we know whoever they put on that team, Walt Weiss is managing it.
You're right. Hey, Coach's show's coming up at 6. Drake London, balled out. He is the player guest tonight.
You wasted that amazing effort.
Yeah, for Dave Archer. So stick around and hear what Drake has to say about what went down in New England yesterday. Real quick, is Cody still there? Do we know if Cody's holding on? I want to take a couple of these calls. I know you guys are holding on. You got mixed up in that whole conversation with the Braves and this announcement. But Cody, can we grab Cody real quick? I want to grab him here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cody, hey, man, I know you had a comment or two about the Falcons. Go ahead. Thank you for listening.
Hey, man. Hey, man, look, kind of an underwhelming hire by the Braves. But anyways, going back to the Falcons here, I would like to know if any of our, like, Twitter guys or something out there can see all the coaches we interviewed. Can we, like, get in and see what their record is right now and see if they're doing better or worse?
Harbaugh is 16-9 with a trip to the playoffs in his first year. Mike McDonald is 15-9, just missed out on the playoffs last year in Seattle.
And they look like a playoff team this year.
There you go. There's something, some information for everyone to hear about right there. We made the wrong decision. Secondly, to Yo's point a while back about all the guys balling on defense, dude, what other team gets two turnovers, one of them was down inside the 5-yard line, six sacks, and still loses a football game? It is bad coaching. I'm sick of it. I've been watching the Falcons for years, man. Back in, like, you know, the 2012 to 2018, I used to have a group of friends I'd watch it with me. My fiance, that's now my wife, used to watch it with me. Dude, I sit alone now in my house and watch the Falcons game by myself because nobody wants to watch them lose with me. My own wife doesn't even watch them with me, man. Like, this Sunday was the first time I didn't wear my Falcons jersey, and I couldn't tell you how long, man. It's so disappointing to watch. And let's pray the Hawks and pray the Braves can get us into the playoffs because it's been so long. The Falcons are not making the playoffs this year, guys. And you can see the writing on the walls. It's so obvious. We're regressing as a football team. Michael Penix is looking worse and worse. He was looking so good at last three games last year in the first game versus Tampa. And for some reason, he's looking scared. He's going backwards. What is going on with our football team, man? What is happening?
Well,
That's what I got, guys.
Thanks brother.
Cody. Thanks.
Long answer to a short answer to a long question. Zach Robinson's got to adapt. Zach Robinson's inability to have adaptability with this offense is killing us.
Cody, more on this tomorrow here on the show. Dave Archer joins us, analyst for Atlanta Falcons. We'll talk dogs with Connor Riley and certainly more on the Braves as well as this new hire as Walt Weiss gets the managerial job. We'll get to all of that and much more. Appreciate you being a part of the show. We got to get out of here, Day-Day. Let's clear our throat. All right, guys, Raheem saying some things today, and we'll cover more of this tomorrow about what went down Sunday and this kicking situation. Mike, I guess they're going to bring in some more guys. He wasn't absolutely clear about that, but it feels
that way.
What are
you going to get now? More guys, the same or lesser value of John Parker Romo.
Who knows? All right, man.
Bum.
Day-Day, you said it. Day-Day, great job doing all the things today. Big O, get better, and hopefully he'll be back tomorrow with us here. Stay tuned. Coach's show is on the way. Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Clear your throat!
The good news is there's still a lot of Falcon fans that are positive about this, despite the way we find new and exciting ways to lose in this current three-game losing streak. I looked at the numbers.
Look at the numbers!
Playoff chances are 11.5%. Five of the seven teams currently in the NFC playoffs of the season ended now be a short season, Carl. But five of the seven teams ahead of us have 6 wins. Four of the other teams ahead of us have 5 wins. The Falcons, to get to 10 wins, would have to go 7-2. Now, you do have 2 games with the Saints, another game with Carolina, who we're looking up at, a game with the Jets. But you'd have to finish 7-2. You'd have to beat Seattle. You'd have to beat the Rams. I don't see that happening.
Are we really going to make this clapgate thing an issue? We lost. Period. I don't care how it went down. And I know it's New England, and they're notorious for doing things that are nefarious, right? That you just go, well, I don't know. That would look like it might not have been something that maybe it was. Mike?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's not make this a big deal. The problem is Coach already let it out. People are already talking about it. Their staff and their head coach is already talking about it. I don't know if somebody clapped or not. What I do know is we didn't make the plays when we needed to make them. Hey, if you love the show.
You also make lame excuses and your dog. Sorry, you love the show.
You don't.
You fumble the ending to your own show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.